time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, October 19th, 2023 edition. Joining us on the line right now is State Representative Josh Shriver. He represents the 66th House District in Lansing. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing good, sir. And I saw your post on Twitter. I saw statements. We got text messages going back and forth. And I wanted you representing Macomb County, actually the northern portion. I lived and grew up in Shelby Township. Your district starts there. You head north up to Romeo and then over into Oakland County, and including Oxford. And I wanted to have you on the show to talk to the audience, my audience, about your perspective. I believe you're a freshman state rep in Lansing.
That's right. I did want to say, as I was listening in, that song, Don't Tread on Me. Was,
yes, sir.
I really like that. That's the first time I've ever heard that song. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's Tracy Barfield's Don't Tread on Me. It's on YouTube, and save it to your playlist. You'll love it every morning.
I've been making music since I was 10. I feel like that's a huge tool for us to fight against the regime, and I'm trying to get plugged in with this guy.
Right, absolutely. Hey, I wanted to get your perspective because the Democrats are on an agenda. They absolutely have a push going, and they're ramming legislation through. I just spoke about a couple of bills they ramming through Lansing. You have a very keen insight as to what your perception is of their motive operandi. Explain it to my audience.
Well, when it comes to any policy, it all really comes down to the agenda. And every single week we have a late presentation of the agenda by a focused group within the Democrat Party. And so basically every single week we get what we're going to vote on late on Monday.
Whoops. Okay, he's got one of those stupid iPhones. Unbelievable. I'll just do it this way for right now. Yeah, Josh, I apologize. Your cell phone got a text message or a call, and you were disconnected from the studio. Go ahead.
I'm sorry about that. I don't know where I cut off, but I was...
Getting the agenda. Getting the agenda late is where you were at.
Okay. Basically, every Monday we get the agenda late with hours to spare until we vote on Tuesday. That's not typical. Typically, the agenda in past sessions comes out, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, the week before, so you at least have a weekend to prepare, but also to get the word out to the public, because we need to be involved and engaged as a public And so if they're withholding all of that information from the representatives until the last hour, and this is not just custom to the House agenda, but it's also the House rules. In January, my first day, I was the only representative that stood up with my hand held high to delay the House rules vote. You know, there was a huge hubbub about the House rules vote in Congress.
Yep.
I attempted to do the same thing here in Michigan. I was not recognized because they actually did a very conniving thing in putting the speaker vote before the House rules vote, which is very unorthodox. Usually it's the House rules vote and then the speaker vote. They flipped it so that the speaker would have the ability to not recognize any members, which is what they did to me my first day in.
Unbelievable. Josh, we're up against a hard break. Can you stay on through the commercials?
Absolutely.
All right. Very good. We're speaking with State Representative Josh Shriver. He represents the 66th House District. That's northern Macomb and eastern part of, northeastern part of Oakland and Oxford. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct, do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Staying on through the break, State Representative Josh Shriver down in northern Macomb and eastern part of Oakland County. Josh, I want to talk to you about the legislative session itself. Many of these bills were passed in the House. The Senate signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. But thank God six Republican state senators did not vote on their tally board to give it immediate effect. And therefore, these bills will not go into effect until 90 days after legislative session ends. And they're moving our presidential primary, causing damage to the Republicans' representation at the National Convention in Milwaukee this summer, coming up 2024. Gun laws, all these things going to be delayed. But basically, they end this legislative session, Josh. Explain that process to the audience, how that's going to happen in your thoughts about it, when it's going to happen, and when will that 90 days be triggered?
So it sounds like, based on what I'm hearing, that the Democrat majority is going to adjourn in November, essentially 2 weeks before they are, basically 2 months before they are supposed to adjourn. And so they're not going to govern for 2 months just because they want to enact this partisan policy to move the presidential primary up. That's the first half. The second half is that there are two Democrat representatives that are running for mayor in Westland and Warren. And if those two individuals win, which it looks like they are just based off of the demographics,
yeah,
then the 56-54 majority would then become a 54-54 even split. And with that, if we continue to govern, it would be basically the Republicans would have the majority 1 month, and then the Democrats would have the majority the next month until there's a special election. The Democrats have the gavel now, and what it sounds like they're going to do is just maintain adjournment until after the special election. So then on top of the 2 months that they won't be governing, there'll be 4 months on top of that where they won't be governing based on their willingness to have the partisan majority.
Because primarily the special elections that would have to take place to replace them as state representatives for Warren and Westland would be in April and then sworn in immediately to fill those vacancies, giving them back their 56-54 majority?
That's right. And then we would go into the budget, and then we would adjourn again for summer, and then we would go into the campaign season. So what's happening right now is in the month of October, they're treating this like their end-all be-all, and they're ramming 6 months' worth of legislation in to a few weeks.
Now, I've heard from my sources that they are going to end this so that basically next week and the following week will be it, and that you guys will not even be coming back on Tuesday, November 7th, 8 days before deer season, which is a break, a holiday for Lansing. They take off November 15th through to November 30th through Thanksgiving anyway. But they're saying that they aren't even going to come back in session, they don't believe, on November 7th.
It seems like they are doing everything that they want to do. There's a low-efficiency opposition. They are operating at a high efficiency, getting everything they want passed. And from a partisan standpoint, it makes sense. But who loses? The taxpayers. What are we funding? What are we paying for? And they're just choosing not to govern.
Well, I'd like somebody to introduce a resolution that says while they are out of session, that you guys don't get paid.
Mm.
Very simple. Very simple. Hey, Josh, if they're out of session, guess what? You don't continue to get your $6,000 a month paycheck until you get your butts back here in chamber, in session. We give up our paychecks for the taxpayer.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, let's see how long they stay out of session then. But here's the other component to it. Per our state constitution, the governor can call you guys back into, quote, special session and and basically get right back to business.
Yes. So essentially during that period, she can call us back into special session, which is essentially allowing the governor to use the house however she wills.
Unbelievable. And then let me ask you, I got a couple of text messages, interactive show. There is no tiebreaker like in the Senate where the lieutenant governor gets the gavel, becomes the president of the Senate. They're tied 19 to 19 on a bill. The lieutenant governor can break that tie. You don't have that process in the House on a 54-54 split.
All the more reason to get there, because I think that inducing a little bit of chaos, business as usual, is bad for Michigan. And so I'm in favor of sticking it out, figuring it out, and governing and working and doing the job that we were called to do. And so that's my two cents.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one of the things that we talked about already, they're doing this primarily to make Michigan relevant as an early presidential primary state before the Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire primaries, February 27th. That, per our RNC rules, triggers us losing from 55 delegates at the national convention next summer in Milwaukee down to 16. But the state parties come up with a quasi-caucus convention to be able to vote and get those 39 members back. My question to you is this: how much of this is actively truly known to the state reps, to the state senators, to the media, who's not even reporting on this other than my show? I don't know anybody else that even knows what's going on. Explain to the people why you believe this is exactly their total motivation for doing this.
Well, honestly, it's a way to penalize and disesteem Michigan on a national stage when it comes to the Republican Party based on our bylaws. And so you had at that point, I think it was in February of this year, where, you know, you had Democrats speaking up and saying, we want the presidential primary to be moved up because we care about making Michigan greater, and X, Y, and Z, because it's it'll raise our profile.
Make us more relevant in the Democratic side of things.
Well, they didn't say as much, but yes.
Yes.
And then when it comes to our argument, yeah, for sure. It directly penalizes us and makes us less of a priority on the Republican docket. And it seems like we've been able to work away. I'm not too familiar with the party side of things, but yes, to what you said about the workaround for us to be able to remain as relevant in terms of the amount of electors that we get in the Republican primary, it seems like that's going to work out.
Well, it's actually at the national convention in Milwaukee where we'd get our delegates back, so Michigan would have 55 votes on the floor as to who we nominate for president on the Republican side. But the point is this: there's a whole lot of legislation that six Republican state senators did not vote for immediate effect that I think is another reason why they're doing this to end the session early. Because they want that 90-day clock ticking. Is that something you guys have been discussing also in Lansing?
No, that's not something that I've been aware of, but it makes sense. These people are extremely intelligent. And if we for a second say, oh, no, these guys don't know what they're doing, they're not that smart, well, look at what they're doing. And look at some of the strategy behind why they're doing what they're doing, and tell me that they're not intelligent. We have to understand that they know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
And they're very strategic and very nefarious in doing so.
Absolutely. Using and pushing their agenda through. And I've got one very simple question. Do you believe that the Republicans in Lansing, Eric Nesbitt, the minority leader, would have been the majority leader had we maintained the majority in the Senate, Matt Hall, who I do not support for speaker in any way, shape, or form, do you think they are finally learning, watching the Democrats? This is how you govern when you get the majority. That 8 years of wasted opportunity during Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly and the previous speakers and Senate majority leaders ticked me off for 8 years. And it's like, guys, when are you going to get constitutional carry? When are you going to get rid of our state income tax? When are you going to get rid of this 90% monopoly we have on our electric grid with consumers and DTE? Are they finally, in your opinion, Josh, Are they finally learning on how you govern when you get the majority like the Democrats?
I can't speak to whether or not they're gaining understanding to that effect, but I can say that regardless of who is in the majority, it seems like our state slides leftward. And so it doesn't really seem like a winning battle either way. You're going the same direction at a different speed. And that's based on the evidence that I've seen in my short life here in Michigan and looking back historically as well, even as a country, it seems like we slide further into the same direction, regardless of who's in leadership.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's got to change. And I think that's the main reason they're objecting so much to Donald Trump's rerunning for president, how they're, you know, indicting him and charging him, doing everything they can. Now, it's amazing to me that they won't even allow Jim Jordan, a Trump supporter, to be Speaker of the House. Our very own congressman up here, Jack Bergman, now talking about throwing his moderate rhino hat into the ring to be Speaker. I mean, I agree with you 100%. Is there any excuse to defend when people say, Randy, it doesn't matter, it's the uniparty? It doesn't matter who's in charge, it's the uniparty, they're all the same.
So it matters in general. The ability for us to get our people into the elite, into the positions that make the decisions, that's an important fight, and it's something that we can't let up on, and that's something that I believe, you know, down to my soul, that God calls us into positions to represent Him, and there's power when people come into positions under submission and loyalty to a higher power, such as Christ, and we're able to do things at that point. We're able to not bow down to the powers that be and make decisions that are good. And so that's why I believe God called me into this. I'm an autism clinician. I'm not a politician. I don't like politics, but I believe that He called me into this to figure things out and to be a vessel to do whatever's needed to be done at the given time. To represent Him and be loyal to Him and not necessarily the regime.
Yeah. Well, I truly believe with my heart, and this is my own personal opinion, I'm not going to even ask you for a response, but I believe the Democrats, they have a savior too, and his name is Lucifer. And they don't agree with anything you just said. And as a matter of fact, they would probably melt into a pool of water hearing you say that, but I understand totally. I agree with you 100%. Let me ask you the last final question. What is it that we could possibly do heading into next year's election to put a stop to this in Lansing?
Well, I am running again, and so me continuing to serve, in my opinion, is very important strategically to maintain our position, because I believe that I represent a whole slew of people who are like-minded, and expanding that base within our house to where we can begin gaining more and more ground. As far as nationally,
no,
I can't really get into that.
God help us on the national level, but I'm focused on Lansing. I want to take back the majority in the House next year. I want to neuter this governor, making her a lame duck for the last 2 years of her governorship, maybe to the point where she can't even get a budget passed. And we need major reforms in Lansing, and hopefully we can get the majority back and be able to accomplish that. Josh, we're up against a hard bottom of the hour news break. We greatly appreciate you joining us, sir, and I'll send you a podcast of this interview.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bottom of the hour news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.